U.S. officials say they have gained the support of a key ally as they prepare for possible military retaliation in the wake of Tuesday's terrorist actions. An attack on Afghanistan would likely require American planes, missiles, or other forces to pass through Pakistan. Pakistani officials have pledged their full cooperation. And today, Secretary of State Colin Powell said he's satisfied.
I might especially want to thank the President and the people of Pakistan for the support that they have offered and their willingness to assist us in whatever might be required in that part of the world as we determine who these perpetrators are.
NPR's Steve Inskeep joins us now. Steve, what does this agreement do to further U.S. aims as it prepares for a response?
Secretary Powell, Lisa, did not say specifically what Pakistan has agreed to do, but we do know some of the things that the United States was asking of Pakistan. First off, something that relates to a military option. The United States was asking for the right to have overflights, to send military jets over Pakistan if the United States chose to launch a military airstrike against Afghanistan, and that is simply necessary, but it's the easiest way into the country. Another thing that the United States was asking for was for Pakistan to cut off its support to the Taliban, the ruling party in Afghanistan. Pakistan is one of the few countries in the world that has actually recognized the Taliban. And of course, the Taliban is the organization that says, and as far as we know it's true, although no one has seen them in a long time, that says it is sheltering Osama bin Laden.
Now, if the U.S. does order a strike on Afghanistan, what does it have in place at the moment?
There are two aircraft carrier battle groups in the Indian Ocean, Persian Gulf region that we know of. More may be on the way, the U.S. Navy is not saying. But those battle groups each have an aircraft carrier. They have planes which, if they're refueled, can reach long-range targets in Afghanistan. There are guided missile cruisers as well. Planes from Europe and bases even in the United States could reach Afghanistan if they are refueled. I think the larger question, though, here, Lisa, is what can you do that matters? And that is a question that U.S. military and political officials are asking now. In 1998, the United States simply launched an assault, a cruise missile attack on Afghanistan and Sudan. U.S. officials insist that that raid was productive in some ways, but they're also saying that simply firing missiles is not going to be enough for this situation. So one question on people's mind is, what can they do that would make a difference?
Well, are there any indications that military action is indeed imminent?
U.S. officials are stressing that this might take a while. They need the time to get all the elements of what they consider a sustained campaign in place, and that involves everything from basic logistics, getting the right ships, the right airplanes, the right tankers, the right supplies in the right place, to the diplomatic and political questions that are involved here as well. And so we're being warned not necessarily to expect an assault today or tomorrow, but in the near future, when it's ready. There is one exception. I was talking to a defense official today who was reminding me that if the United States came up with what is called a target of opportunity, if they suddenly discovered exactly where Osama bin Laden was or someone else that they wanted to strike, then the U.S. would face a decision whether to wait for this buildup or to make the strike right away when they had the opportunity.
You just mentioned diplomatic actions. Are there non-military options open to the U.S.?
Well, yes. The president speaks of war and says, in effect, that we are at war, but his Secretary of State, Colin Powell, has been a little bit more nuanced and reminding us that although military action may be effective and seems likely to be part of the mix here, the United States is also talking about diplomatic efforts, cutting off the finances of terrorist groups, cutting off the political support that they have, and any other options they can come up with that may be effective here.
NPR Steve Inskeep. Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.